Lover's Knot by Emily Richards, narrated by Isabel Keating. Chapter 1. By the time the Law and Order prosecutors had chosen their final strategy for another Wednesday night trial, Kendra Taylor had narrowed her own strategies to two. Either she could gracefully give up the ghost right there in front of her television set, or she could dress and drive to the drugstore to pick up the antibiotics and cough medicine her doctor had prescribed. The first prospect was more tempting. If Isaac ever came home from work, her husband of 7 years would find her lifeless body curled into the fetal position under his heirloom Lover's Knot quilt. Imagining that scene gave her some satisfaction, and oblivion was preferable to another coughing fit. Unfortunately, bronchitis was rarely fatal, and she was too upset to let go. She was definitely too upset to follow the third and wisest course and let Isaac pick up her prescription first thing in the morning. Tonight, Isaac had failed her, and she was in no mood for second chances. The pharmacy was open for another 25 minutes. Her prescriptions were sitting behind the counter. Life as she'd known it before this bout with flu was a goal to shoot for. Kendra tossed the quilt over the back of the sofa and sat up, face in hands, until the first wave of dizziness passed. Once she was on her feet and moving, she felt steadier. In her bedroom, she stopped at the window and parted a garden of hanging ferns to gaze down at the rain-glazed street. Fractured light from street lamps and passing cars was held captive by a cold mist rising from the pavement. She lowered herself to the king-size bed she and Isaac shared, flattening the down comforter that looked